Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Quoi de mieux pour découvrir l'Australie que de prendre la route ? Entre les vastes paysages, les tartes fraîches des boulangeries de campagne et les observations inattendues d'animaux sauvages, les road trips offrent une vision plus approfondie du pays qu'un simple vol jusqu'à votre destination. Même si vous avez déjà fait des road trips ailleurs, l'Australie présente ses propres défis. Voici comment vous préparer, rester en sécurité et profiter au maximum de votre voyage. Un reportage de SBS Examines. L'Australie est immense, vraiment immense. Et parfois la meilleure façon d'en saisir l'ampleur est de la traverser en voiture. Lara Piccone, journaliste de voyage, affirme que les road trips offrent bien plus que de magnifiques paysages.
There's so many rainforests, deserts, coastal hamlets, islands. You really get a sense of all the different terrains and geography in Australia. And I think you're interacting with locals, so you're starting to build a bigger picture about what Australia is.
Avec une telle ampleur, il est nécessaire de planifier à l'avance. Certaines zones sont isolées, sans réseau téléphonique ni station-service sur de longues distances. Assurez-vous de bien vous renseigner sur votre itinéraire et de vous inscrire auprès d'un service d'assistance routière avant de partir. James Williams, Head of Policy au RACV, indique qu'il y a quelques éléments essentiels à conserver dans votre voiture.
So make sure you have, for example, a first aid kit. Make sure you have an atlas. Lots of people don't have road atlases anymore, and they rely on their phones. But of course, in Australia, you might not necessarily have connection to the internet. So think about that. Think about the fact that you will be potentially in a remote or regional area, and therefore you have to be, as I said, self-contained. So take plenty of water, snacks, food, and of course also what we would call safety equipment. So things that you might need to, say, for example, jack up the car, change your tire, make sure you've got a spare tire.
Si votre voiture tombe en panne et qu'il n'y a pas de réception téléphonique, James Williams conseille de rester près de votre véhicule.
And the reason for that is quite simple. It's easier to find a car than a person if you're lost. And of course, with the car comes everything you've got in the car, like your first aid kit and your water and everything else that we talked about earlier. Ideally, you would wait for someone to drive by, wave them down and ask them for assistance and ask them to call emergency roadside assistance when they have reception, when they drive on.
Soyez toujours attentif à la faune lorsque vous conduisez en campagne, en particulier aux kangourous. Évitez de conduire à l'aube et au crépuscule lorsqu'ils sont les plus actifs. James Williams affirme qu'une collision avec un animal sauvage peut être mortelle.
It's very important that if you are in an area where you think there's wildlife, that you slow down. If you see an animal, be particularly careful. If you are in an area where you think you will hit a kangaroo and it's likely to happen, it's very important you don't swerve, that you apply the brakes as quickly and firmly as you can, release the brake, but don't swerve because, of course, that could mean that you hit a tree or an oncoming traffic, and that's a worse outcome.
Si vous heurtez un animal, rangez votre véhicule prudemment. Vérifiez que tout le monde va bien et si l'animal est blessé, appelez l'Agence de protection de la faune de l'État. Les conditions de météo en Australie peuvent également avoir un impact sur les conditions des routes. James Williams rappelle aux voyageurs la vigilance, notamment en cas de conditions extrêmes, en été et en hiver.
In summer, the issue is primarily bushfires and extreme heat. Heat can have an impact on batteries, particularly if you're driving an electric vehicle. But also, of course, the risk of bushfire is significant. Always be across the emergency weather app in your local state or territory. Keep up to date with any events. Fires move extremely quickly. Crossroads, of course, and different terrain. In winter, it tends to be issues around frost, black ice, and generally cold and wet weather and visibility issues.
Le code de la route est globalement le même dans tout le pays, mais il est conseillé de vérifier les différences entre les États avant de prendre la route. Pour Lara Piccone, les road trips révèlent aussi la diversité culturelle de l'Australie.
If you're in Darwin, for example, that's really a multicultural city and there's a lot of Asian influence. It's almost like an Asian city. If you go down to the Mindle Beach markets at night time and watch the sunset and get all those beautiful food, all the way down to like the interior of the outback where it's really very typically Australian. You've got your beautiful outback pubs. So it's a really good way to start to unravel the various cultures in the country.
Où est-ce que les Australiens aiment-ils s'arrêter en chemin? Eh bien, pensez aux boulangeries de campagne, aux petites villes, aux pubs, aux stands des fermes et aux campings. Lara Piccone affirme que les activités en plein air sont incontournables.
It's really just about getting out in nature for a lot of people, so hiking and fishing, wild swimming on the Gibb River Road. Like there's lots of beautiful water holes, Bell Gorge, where you can swim in this incredibly remote, rocky pool. No crocodiles there, but of course you need to be careful of that if you're anywhere around the top of Australia.
Pour les débutants des road trips, Lara Piccone suggère ces options.
There's the Great Ocean Road down in Victoria, which is a beautiful coastline to travel. There's also the Pacific Coast, which kind of goes from Brisbane to Sydney, and there's lots of beachy towns along the way. Tassie is a great spot for a road trip because it's not very big. It's like a European country, but you only need to be driving for 2 hours at a time to see some different landscapes.
Ou si vous vous sentez plus aventureux.
The big ones are like your Cairns to Cape York or your Gibb River Road in the Kimberley in Western Australia, which is incredible, quite intrepid. So you need to have a four-wheel drive and you need to know what you're doing. But there are some of the really cool ones. Also along the Murray River, where you can stop and do a bit of a kayak, is also a beautiful one. There's just so many.
Pour plus d'inspiration, visitez Tourism Australia ou le site web officiel du tourisme de votre état ou territoire, qui ont tous des pages dédiées aux road trips. Abonnez-vous ou suivez le podcast Australia Explained pour plus d'informations et de conseils en Australie. Si vous avez des questions ou des idées de sujets, envoyez-nous un email à australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.